This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Good morning. I call this Senate Committee on Appropriations to order this morning. I'd like to welcome all of you here, and this will be a very short meeting for those of you listening on the internet. We appreciate you being here. We're meeting today for the purposes of introducing a bill, so with that, we have to determine a quorum. So, Madam Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Nesba?
Here.
White?
Here.
Sutton?
Here.
Partridge?
Here.
Lake?
Here.
Colbeck?
Here.
Greenfield?
Present.
Maher? Wick?
Here.
Mr. Chair, we have a quorum.
We have a quorum. So with that, we're going to be introducing a bill. I've had a chance to visit with most of you one-on-one regarding this bill. This was known as Dakota's Promise. And last year, it passed out of the Senate unanimously. We believed it was a very good start for helping especially Pell-eligible students to try and make things, push things over the edge to help with the graduation rates. Our discussions failed. I believe we listened. I believe that Senator Partridge has put a good amount of work into this bill, and I would very much like to thank the Board of Regents for all of the help they have in recrafting this and listening to the dissenters and putting together a product that I believe will be very useful as a tool going forward. And I would like to introduce it into the discussion. So, Senator Partridge.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would make a motion to introduce a bill from the Senate Committee on Appropriations titled To Establish the Dakota's Promise Scholarship Program, to establish the Dakota's Promise Fund, and to make an appropriation therefore.
Second.
We have a motion by Senator Partridge to introduce the bill, seconded by Senator Nesba. Senator Partridge, comments on your motion.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. As you mentioned, related to the Dakota Promise Scholarship Program, this is something that we did talk quite a bit about last year. And it's really, its goal is to reach a number of students that are in great need and in great need to you know, be there at one of the Regents' schools and stay there. And so the criticisms, which were somewhat constructive from last year, we heard, we listened, and we provided for some strengthening or additions to the bill that we think address a number of those, if not all, of the criticisms that were brought forward. And so we're going to be talking quite a bit more about the Dakota Promise Scholarship and what it does for pulling people through the line of poverty and the economic development or economic opportunity that they would have. It's the research and feeling that this is a cohort of students that wants to be there, that desires to make a better life, that is just struggling to make ends meet and make it happen. And so this scholarship and the appropriation, therefore, would be allowing and helping a number of students that are in this category. So I'd ask for your favorable consideration today when we introduce the bill, and we'll be talking quite a bit more about what it was last year and how it differs from this year, and how we're going to go forward in the Senate and House.
Thank you, Senator Partridge. Any additional comments on the motion at hand? Senator Colbeck.
I just got a question for the sponsor. Does it include private college and universities as well?
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Senator Partridge.
Thank you for the question, Senator Colbeck. Yes, it does.
Thank you.
All right. No additional comments on the motion at hand. We have a motion to introduce a bill for the purposes of establishing Dakota's Promise Scholarship Fund. All those in favor of introduction of the bill will please say aye. Opposed will say no. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Nesba?
Aye.
White? Sutton?
Aye.
Partridge?
Aye.
Lake?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Wick?
Aye.
Mr. Chair, we have eight.
Was Colbeck's
ayes?
Name called?
Oh.
You missed me.
Senator Colbeck.
Aye.
Mr. Chair, there are eight yeas and one excused.
With an affirmative vote of eight yeas, one excused, we are hereby introducing the Dakota's Promise Bill. Mr. Chair. Senator Partridge.
I would move that we adjourn.
Second.
We have a motion by Senator Partridge to adjourn, seconded by Senator Sutton. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say no. We are adjourned.